Meanwhile, as immigrants are being talked about on Capitol Hill, they're also being courted by politicians.
And here in Los Angeles, the city's top politician, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, is seen as a guy who can deliver that vote nationwide. He endorsed Senator Hillary Clinton earlier this week, despite the fact that there is a Latino candidate in the race. And that has raised some questions about Villaraigosa's loyalty. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson could have made the announcement that he was jumping into the presidential race from home. He didn't.
I want to thank all of you for joining us here today. It means so much to me to announce my candidacy in California, the state that I was born and where I'm going to win this primary here in the state.
Richardson came to California last week for sentimental reasons, sure. But as the only Latino presidential candidate, he also came to touch base with the state's rich trove of Latino voters. Powerful L.A. County Supervisor Gloria Molina introduced Richardson to the crowd during his visit. She'd been working hard to persuade her charismatic mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, to spend time with her candidate.
I think he's going to be doing a public event with him soon, even though he probably will not be endorsing any candidate for a while, but I'm not sure.
Well, Villaraigosa did make an endorsement soon after.
Hillary Clinton has the strength, the experience, a record of proven results. She's the one candidate who's been there, and she has my vote for President of the United States of America.
Obviously, that wasn't the endorsement Molina was hoping he'd make. Marcelo Gaete is program director of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, or NALEO. He says Villaraigosa's endorsement of Clinton wasn't so much a diss of Richardson as a nod to pragmatism.
I think that Hispanic leadership has demonstrated time and time again that when they make decisions, they make it based on their constituents, themselves, and the political realities of the time.
The political reality of this moment has Clinton running in first place and Richardson in fourth. Backing the right horse in this race can place Villaraigosa and Los Angeles on the front burner of the politician beholden to the votes the mayor can deliver. Gregory Rodriguez is the guy from the New American Foundation you heard in Mike Pesca's piece a moment ago. He says most people can see that pretty clearly, especially Mexican-American politicians. Many of them have been political players in Southern California for years. Rodriguez says they know how the game is played.
I don't really believe there'll be a great deal of pressure from any Mexican-American politician's constituencies to endorse Bill Richardson for president.
Villaraigosa didn't run away from his ethnicity when he campaigned to become L.A.'s first Latino mayor in over 130 years. But once elected, he made it clear he would be mayor of all of Los Angeles. NALEO's Marcelo Gaete says earlier political models merely required white politicians to secure photo ops with the ethnic voters they were wooing and maybe find room for a token somewhere in their administration. Gaete says those days are over.
They have to pay attention not only to the diverse leadership, but the diverse electorate. Running for president in 2008 is a lot different than running for president at the turn of the last century.
That's something that will be increasingly apparent as all presidential candidates continue to woo ethnic voters and officials in this most diverse state. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.